The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's good, everybody? It is Sunday, June 4th, 2023, and I am pumped up today. It is Sunday brunch. We are live, when everybody else is taking the summer off. Everybody else is getting ready for football, not us. We continue to kill it every single day. Saturday, another strong day here at the brand. In fact, the last 4 days, 32-13 and some pushes. I don't know about you, but that's pretty good. And Danny Brasco, you don't think he cares about his picks? Go to social media. Kai Carr, France. Oh, I'm not saying that he got robbed last night, but Danny Brasco feels like he should have been undefeated, and I think he is right. But that was last night. But now, today, a huge day at the brand. We've got the NBA Finals. We have the last day of Serie A. All kinds of picks over at Sportsline. We've got baseball. So with all that being said, let's bring in the stars of the show here on Sunday Brunch. You know him. You love him. The counselor is here. The resident genius M squared is here. The sniper is here. Prop Stars is here. I could not ask for a better day. When big stars work on a Sunday, that's dedication to the brand. And tonight, tonight, M squared, let's start right here. Marquee matchup, game number two. It seems like it's been a week, but there's going to be 2 days in between every single game except for one. So here's what the numbers look like. Nuggets, 8.5. Total, 216. The under and the Nuggets covered in game one. Where are we going for game two, Mikey?
Repeat of game one for me here. I like the Nuggets a lot in this spot. I think the Nuggets didn't really play well at all in game one. Left a ton on the table individually, a few guys there. So I like the Nuggets in this spot. Still make the number up over 10.5. I think that they will pull away. I think Miami kind of showed what they had. I think that they're banged up. I think they're tired. I think it's a really, really, really bad matchup for them. I think they have a severe lack of size, and it's going to show in this matchup.
Boy, they shot horrible, Counselor, didn't they, in that first game? And you got to give it to the legs. But now, like you say, you can't just give it to the legs. Maybe the Nuggets are just the superior team. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think they are probably the superior team, but I'm not so sure that 8.5 is the appropriate number. I mean, listen, I was leaning towards the Heat for game one. I was wrong about that, but I'm going to lean right back towards the Heat for game two. I do like that an extra day is built in. I think the extra day of rest is certainly going to benefit the Miami Heat more than it is the Denver Nuggets, seeing as though they went through that grueling 7-game series against the Boston Celtics. So, you know, another adjustment to the Mile High Air. And speaking of adjustments, you do have Eric Spoelstra on the sideline, and that's one of those things we can't really quantify. So I'm actually going to take the Heat. I don't hate the Heat. I'm going to take the Heat plus 8.5.
All right, got one for the Heat. We've got one for the Nuggets. And for those of you who are brand new to the brand today, you're allowed to have different opinions. That's why we say educate and entertain. Knowledge is power. Use it for yourself. Prop Stars, talk to me.
Yeah, before I touch on the spread, I actually want to hit the total really quickly here. 216, it's low. I know a lot of people like the over, including at our brand. However, I actually like the under here. Again, these teams both ranked in the bottom five in pace. Denver, despite being incredibly efficient, does not play very up-tempo. The Heat are not going to outscore Denver. They're going to win a game by grinding the game out, slowing the game down. I think Denver will also oblige them in that department. And I actually think there's a really good chance this game goes under. As far as the spread is concerned, a slight lean towards Denver. This is a superior team. Mike mentioned the size. I think that is going to play a huge part in ultimately deciding this game, coupled with the fact Denver is just such a good team at home. And I think Jimmy Butler is a lot more banged up than he is leading on.
I think he is too. I really, really do. He passed up a lot of shots. And he missed a lot of makeable shots, and I don't know why. Sniper, talk to me.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Nuggets here. I know 8.5 is a big number, but I kind of feel like they're going to blow them out. I thought, if anything, game one was an opportunity. Kind of what M Squared mentioned it, and he knows a lot more about the NBA than I do. Maybe there was potential for some rust there with the Nuggets having such a long layoff. Now it's kind of a quick turnaround. They're still at home. I kind of feel like it's going to be a blowout for the Nuggets.
It kind of is starting to feel that way a little bit, but so many different takes, four different takes. By the way, I did a little experiment on Twitter, and it is bananas. All I said was ESPN went overboard, and raise your hand if you thought they did, in telling us all how good Jokic was in game one. Seemed like every single second, he's great. Oh, he's amazing. Oh, he passes it like magic, rebounds it like Moses Malone. What? Stop. Just stop. He's great. We get it. But in one day, that and the whole Skip Bayless stuff, 800 followers I got in one day. In one day. 800 over not even a controversial remark. Maybe we'll start doing that. Who knows? We'll try anything here at the Early Edge. But we still have to play. Oh, let me check my notes. Pick the prop, but not before we tell you that we're everywhere. And this week, I know I'm going to be on. I know Mikey's going to be on. Counselor, Sniper, Prop Stars, where? Here.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Tailored Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Tailored Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Tailored Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Tailored Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Tailored Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBSSports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBSSports. So start your business journey today with Tailored Brands.
All right, it's time to play Pick the Prop. Sniper, a few days ago, we were right here on this show talking about how Aaron Judge loves to play on the West Coast, loves to play against the Dodgers. He has been a one-man wrecking crew at the plate. He also broke the fence last night, catching a ball that would have changed the entire game. He's been a beast. Today, his number is starting to sink because he's hitting home runs out west, plus 200. Matt Olson, plus 250. Bryce Harper, plus 300. Sniper, where are we going?
Well, I'm mad at Judge right now because one of my plays on Friday was for him to do something offensively, and it was like the one game in the past month that he hasn't done anything. So I'm looking elsewhere. I'm miserable, Matt, today, I guess.
Love it.
I'm going Bryce Harper on this one. I know he only has 3 home runs on the season. That might make some people apprehensive, especially coming off Tommy John surgery. I know he's a hitter, not a pitcher, but some people might think, oh, his power is zapped. He hasn't hit a home run since May 13th, but he hit the ball really hard yesterday, over 105 miles per hour twice. His double was up in the 100 teens. For people who aren't sure exactly what that means, that's about as hard as you can hit a baseball, especially when you're Bryce Harper size and not like Aaron Judge or Giancarlo Stanton size. So he's due to hit a home run. He just needs a little more launch angle on it. He's in Washington, D.C. You know he's very comfortable in that ballpark. Mm-hmm. He's facing Trevor Williams, national starter, who has given up 10 home runs in 55 innings this year. Going with Bryce.
Hashtag knowledge is power. Do you want to do that work? I didn't think so. M Squared, where are we going?
It is Bryce Harper. The Sniper is dead on here. Great hitting environment overall. Again, guaranteed 19 team at bat. He's very comfortable there. Love the matchup, though, with Trevor Williams, as you mentioned. This guy's going to throw the fastball a lot. It is not a hard fastball to catch up to. So if he's sitting on other pitches, he can still put one out if it's in the right location. This is a 90-mile-per-hour fastball, which is a drastically different situation than trying to hit 95-plus. And Williams just hasn't been good with it. Already allowed 6 home runs on it so far this season. Bryce Harper, the lineup is good enough. He still has protection in the order, still going to see pitches to hit. giving Bryce Harper here.
This type of thing, ladies and gentlemen at home, is not just a guess. Is it hard? Yes. But it's not just a guess because you got to look at the matchups, like what John says in the chat. Olsen has zero chance of hitting a home run against Gallen in Arizona. Gallen has been phenomenal. Right now, he'd be the Cy Young. That's the matchup we have today for Matt Olsen. So, Counselor, where are you going?
Yeah, I don't know about zero chance. Gallen has shown that he can give up some hits, some hard contact here and there. But I love Zach Gallen, by the way. So I'm going to go right to Bryce Harper because Aaron Judge has a tough matchup against Miller as well. So this is almost a process of elimination play. And I do like the idea of Bryce Harper. First of all, we saw Trevor Williams, and Sniper pointed it out. He's given up about as many games as he's appeared in. He's given up a home run. Bryce Harper back in a comfortable place, playing in Washington so many years. I think it's a really good spot for Bryce Harper, plus 300.
All right, I like it. So 3 for 3 on Mr. Bryce Harper of the Phillies. Prop stars from parts unknown. What are the streets telling you?
What do they say, Coach? They say something along the lines of 2's company, 3's the crowd, 4's a gang. So let's go Bryce Harper here. I think these gentlemen hit the ball out of the park.
All right, all 4 for 4. I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, I told you at the top that we are 32-13 in our last 4 days, which makes it even more impressive because we don't take days off. We grind through the good times and we grind through the bad times. But as always, our sponsors stay with us every single day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right. It is time for our board that you wait for every single day. And I'm going to go first because this is time sensitive. Now, Sia, you and I have a big day today, big boy. We have a big day at the Memorial. This is what PGA Tour Live was invented for. You guys are always so kind to me whenever I call an event. Today, at 10:55 Eastern Time, you've got the number one ranked player, the number two ranked player in the world playing together. We've got a showdown on this show, Rahm and Scheffler. Quickly, Sia, your thoughts on this matchup today.
Yeah, my lean would be towards John Rahm. But, I mean, listen, both of these guys are absolute horses. If Scheffler can turn the putter around just a bit, he's going to be just fine. And, Coach, that's your show. And I know you know this, but that's your showdown with Patrick, of course. Our showdown, Siwoo Kim and Wyndham Clark, which you also have with Patrick McDonald. It's a big day. And, oh, by the way, one of my three outright, Siwoo Kim at 60-1 is tied for first.
And Colin Morikawa, one of mine, at 28-1 is just 2 back. We're pretty good at this. We're
not bad.
It's going to be a good day. So my official play is going to be John Rahm. I'm laying. If I liked him before the tournament and I've got a one-shot lead today, and let's remember, he's won here before. He also had a 6-shot lead after a third round during COVID. He was positive for COVID and couldn't finish, so Patrick Cantlay got the job done. I think Rahm has a special day today. Scheffler's day was yesterday. So let's take Rahm. What's my number? Minus 101. Basically a coin flip over Scotty Scheffler. But get it in because it starts in 44 minutes from right now. Now, speaking of afternoon wave, we're going right to the counselor because he also has a matchup that maybe you've never heard of this guy, but he is starting to play really good golf. See, who am I talking about?
Yeah, I'm talking about Mark Hubbard, minus 125 over Lee Hodges. And I have to concede, Lee Hodges is playing some good golf as well, not just at the Memorial, but over the last few tournaments. But I think Mark Hubbard has been a little bit better, and he's just the more seasoned player. I think he's the more seasoned player with the short game as well, which is really going to come into play, especially in the afternoon with these very fast greens and these very tough conditions. I really like just Mark Hubbard in terms of what I've seen over a career and certainly over the last few months over Lee Hodges. I will point out that this opened at minus 110 yesterday, and it moved to minus 125 right before this show. And so I do think that's notable. I don't necessarily like to follow the sharp money, but it's certainly when it's on my side, I want to point it out because I think that's a pretty big move for two kind of like relative no-name players here. So give me Mark Hubbard, minus 125 over Lee Hodges for round four.
Dustin says, going to be an intense day in the golf world today. No doubt about it. These are the days that are fun. It's going to be a single-digit winner. You've got all the top. I mean, McIlroy, Scheffler, Rahm, Morikawa, they're all there at the top. It's going to be amazing.
Coach, yeah. Real quick, because this is, it's almost unprecedented. Certainly this season, we have 22 players within three shots of the lead. If you were ever going to watch golf, if you're ever going to watch golf on a Sunday, because you haven't watched it before, I don't know what you're doing if you haven't watched it before, but the point is, this is going to be so exciting because the leaderboard is going to change so much. And in that 22 players, we have some of the best players in the world. And then behind those 22 players, we have guys like Rahm and Scheffler. This is a Sunday that we won't forget. It's going to be amazing, and there should be some live bet opportunities as well.
And if you are a Sportsline member, then you know that M Squared does a ton of golf at Sportsline. What are your thoughts on the Sunday we have in front of us, Mikey?
It should be a lot of fun, as Sam mentioned. I think there's going to be a ton of movement on the leaderboard, so at least don't be surprised if there is. You know, looking at the course, we could definitely see some minus threes, minus fours, plus twos, plus threes, really from anyone. So I think it will shake up a ton. If you have golfers that you like, there definitely will be live betting opportunities for sure.
Air Bailey wants to know Spieth over Fitzpatrick. Mikey, do you like that one?
No comment on that one. I don't have a strong take one way or the other. Not something I want to invest in personally.
Okay. I actually already played it, and I played Fitzpatrick over Spieth. And the reason, I didn't like how Spieth hit the ball yesterday. And Fitzpatrick, you look at his score, you go, oh, he's several shots back. He was way over. He was five over after day one. Then he shot a four under. Yesterday he shot a two under. He's trending. So take Fitzpatrick over Spieth and then thank me at the pay window. All right. So, Mikey, I'm coming right back to you because I knew that if I could count on anybody, it would be our resident genius to get us started for our NBA game number two tonight. And this is a guy that doesn't talk a lot, doesn't have a huge ego, but damn it, is he getting really, really good. Who am I talking about?
That would be Michael Porter Jr. The guy has really, really come on over the last year and a half or so. Love this spot for him. Looking at his points prop here, over 15 and a half, minus 108 over on Caesars. First of all, I make this number all the way up to 18.3. When you looked at the last game, he shot just 2 of 11 from 3, barely missed this number here. But looking at some of the live shot quality data and looking at expected data overall, we had his number up to 21 in that game. And a large reason for that is the way Miami defends and just the personnel Miami has in general. So the way they just defend switching screens, Michael Porter Jr. had a significant number of possessions here where the primary defender was either Kyle Lowry at 6 foot, Max Strus at 6'5", or Gabe Vincent at 6'2". I think there's going to be even more additional attention on Nikola Jokic. We saw it a little bit in the fourth quarter from Miami. The thing that stands out here to me in this, though, is I like to track touches of the basketball, especially in situations in a series when we know we're going to see the same matchup time and time again. Michael Porter Jr. had 52 touches in game one with 30 of them coming in the front court. That is a significant increase from his average over the last 10 playoff games here, suggesting he's going to be more involved on the offensive end. I think that that really continues. But in this kind of spot, when you give a player like him who can get to the rim at will if he wants to, a great offensive rebounder, and can shoot the three, when you give them 10-plus additional front court touches, that certainly translates to an increase in scoring here. So give me 15 and a half over here for Michael Porter Jr.
We tell you all the time, you should have your own system, your own handicapping. You should not just blindly tail us. But I tell you all the time, if you're not using touches of the basketball to handicap your basketball, hashtag levels. Do you want to do that work? Come on! Mikey, amazing. As always, amazing. Quickly, counselor, somebody in the chat has Hubbard against Denny McCarthy today. Your thoughts on that one?
No, I don't like that. I've liked Denny this tournament. I liked him last week, too. I would probably stay away from that one.
I actually have him as an official pick this week, top 40 at minus 105. Unless he has a horrible day, that will cash for the early wedge today as well. All right, we're down to two. And you know, when I try to pick miserable Matt up on a Sunday morning when everybody should be in a good mood, giving him the maestro spot can do that. So I know Proppy is not going to be offended that he gets to go next. Prop Stars, we're fading. Interesting here. I'd love to hear your take. You're fading the second biggest star on the court for the Nuggets. Tell me why.
Coach, I am fading a guy that has scored 25 points in six consecutive games, has overtaken Jimmy Butler to be the second favorite for finals MVP. That is Jamal Murray. This guy has been absolutely outstanding in the playoffs, has upped his average from 20 points a game to 27 points a game. He's increased his efficiency, truly, truly been one of the playoffs' premier performers. However, I saw something that really makes me want to fade him in this spot in particular. He got off to a blistering start in game one, scored 18 of his 26 points in the first half. The Heat then made some adjustments, decided to try to get the ball out of his hands. They were comfortable with Nikola Jokic then shooting a bunch. The Heat know that if they're going to stop this team and if they're going to have a chance to win, both Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic cannot both go off. Both of them scored 25-plus points, had 10-plus assists and 5 rebounds. I think the first teammates to do that since the Showtime Lakers. The Heat are one of the best defensive teams in the NBA. They also possess one of the best defensive backcourts in the NBA. They've given up the second fewest points to opposing backcourts in the regular season. That has translated to the postseason. They also showed their hand a little bit in that second half as well. After the game, they also talked about they cannot allow both of these guys to go off. It's a lot easier to contain Jamal Murray, as great as he has played, because he is just playing further away from the basket than it is Nikola Jokic. Are going to have to make life difficult for him. I really think they're going to key in on him like they did in that second half. 27 points is a big ask for as great as he has been. Going Jamal Murray under 26.5 points.
I echo Brian in the chat. He says, sorry, coach, I don't want to do all that work. I'll just tell you geniuses. And after that, and after Mikey, are you kidding me right now? This is just what we do. This is work for us. And damn it, do we love it. Especially our next genius, our next member of the crew, who slides right into the maestro spot without even missing a beat. So, Sniper, I would love, let me check my notes, maybe a team total perhaps. And if you don't mind, I'd love a, what do we call it, Prop Stars, a K-prop on Sunday? We call it K-prop? Okay. Yes? Yeah, K-prop? All right, I need a K-prop and I need a team total. Can you help me out?
I can definitely do that. And I love how you just said this is work, because it's kind of an ongoing joke in my family. Whenever I have to work, they always put in air quotes like, oh yeah, work. That's a lot of work, isn't it? But it is.
Yes, it is. It is.
Team total, we're going to go Reds. It's over 4.5. There's a little juice on it, but the Reds offense right now is really, really humming. They've scored 75 runs in the last 12 games. That comes out to 6.25 per game. Plus, they get to play their home games in warm weather, Great American Ballpark, as good a place as there is to hit in Major League Baseball. Adrian Hauser can attest to that. He's the Brewers starter today and 8 career starts in Great American Ballpark. He has a 6.14 ERA. He really hates pitching there. The Brewers bullpen should be taxed as well. There was an 11-inning game on Friday, a slugfest yesterday in which they had to use 4 relievers. The Reds were down 9-1 and then 10-3 yesterday and still came back to make it a 10-8 loss, and they ended up losing the game with the bases loaded. So even if they get down early, I don't think they're going to dial it back. They're going to score some runs today. On the K-prop, we're going to go to Kode Senga in New York facing the Blue Jays. They have never seen him before, and you know I like to stress the unfamiliarity, how much that's an advantage for a pitcher, especially when he has stuff like Senga, especially when he has a pitch like that ghost fork that is so hard to hit. We're going over 6.5 here. It is his first career start on regular rest, even going back to Japan. In Japan, they pitch once a week. The Mets have been kind of working him toward doing that here. They say he's ready. I'm going to believe them. The Blue Jays strike out a lot more frequently against right-handers than they do lefties. Senga has 70 strikeouts in 55 innings this year. 34 strikeouts in his last four starts. He had one bad start in there, but that was at Great American Ballpark. So with the synergy, we just said, it's a lot harder to pitch there than most other places. He has a 1.20 ERA at home. Not that difficult to pitch there for him. That's where I am for there. Two things in the chat. Somebody asked about betting the Cubs today. They're actually 1-8 on Sundays for some reason. Usually I don't think there's anything to that, but it's happened so many times it scared me off. And somebody else asked about fading the A's. I usually love that. For some reason, Sandy Alcantara, Marlins starter, has been bad enough this year, and the number is so huge, so juicy, that I'm kind of scared off. I just got a bad gut feeling on that one.
It really is, because he has not been the star that he was before, but yet the books have not adjusted. So it's a weird thing. Thank you for those two things in the chat. Many of you are active today, which we absolutely love. By the way, Jerron said that the matchup for Sia was super buried. Kind of how they do it at most sports books, it's by time on the weekend. So if it's an early time, just scroll down and it's always going to be there. It's not buried. They just go by time. And usually on the weekends, it's whoever they're playing with or somebody that's close to their number. That's kind of how they do it. Gentlemen, as always, fantastic information this morning. So with all that being said, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap courtesy of the Snake, also working on a Sunday. Prop stars, Jamal Murray under 26.5 points. Also later today, I encourage you to follow Sportsline on Twitter. Proppy will have a Sportsline specific pick today for the NBA Finals Game 2 tonight, so stay tuned for that. M squared, Michael Porter Jr. over 15.5 points, minus 108. Then this starts in now 32 minutes. John Rahm, round 4 matchup over Scottie Scheffler, minus 101. Then Sia, this is also a little bit later this morning, but get it in. Mark Hubbard, minus 125 over Lee Hodges. And then the Sniper, two big plays today. Reds team total over 4.5, minus 130. And then Senga over 6.5 Ks, plus 115. A reminder, we have multiple shows a day every weekday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 days a week, 4 p.m. Eastern time with Amazing Grace and that crew at 4 p.m. Eastern time every single weekday. We got you covered top to bottom, left to right. And with all that being said, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these Sunday brunch tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, Lumbo, M Square, Counselor, Proppy, Sniper, Snake behind the scenes as always. And we couldn't do without all of you every single day. You need a little pick-me-up. That's why we're here. But we got to grind, and we grind for you so we can win with you 32-13 the last 4 days. And we're not stopping right here at the Early Edge. Good luck.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.